Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Definitely the show that shifts. I am Lisa Berry, and I'm going solo today because Michelle Carter, usually and always actually, as our co-host and beautiful participant, is actually off somewhere with her husband and her kitty cat. And I know we always talk about cats, but I'm going to ask that everyone send super imaginative vibes of healing and comfort as her little baby boy Scott. Yes, that's his name, Scott the cat. He has made it through step one of a little bit of an emergency, and he is now in the testing phase. So I know that all of you animal lovers and life lovers are going to be sending Michelle and her hubby all that love and support that he needs. And as I love comfort, the most thing for me is he's comfortable while we're waiting for these things. So everybody gets to listen to me for the next hour, which will be, this is actually, I think Scott, that's the cat, remember? Scott, I think he timed this perfectly because this would be the one topic, and we've titled this, The Burden of Being Healthy. Now, I know that sounds like, what? The burden of being healthy. And I know, I really know that Scott and I do have a bond. I have met him. He's adorable. And he said, you know what? I think Lisa can take this one. This one's her forte. I just actually finished myself participating. And when I say participating, there was a three-day conference that was done online. It was called The Truth About Cancer. And at first I was repelled because the big C word, I have a different vibration with it. But this was going to be The Truth About Cancer. So what it was an online symposium. It was 3 days. And I myself could easily have tucked myself away into the house with my cats and just listened to it and watched it. However, I did have to have life go on in between there. So of course I brought my phone with me and listened to it when I went out, and I watched it on my laptop when I was in, or listened to it anyways, kept moving and not just sit there looking at the screen, because that's not good for you. But it really was all about health and all the different aspects. And I thought, this is going to be so beautiful and timely to support even this show, because as I talk about the burden of being healthy, which I know, I really do know that sounds weird, there comes so many aspects with our perception of what we think health is to ourselves and to others. And I have so many topics and little tiny titles and stories to go through here. I want to start off with saying, when I say something like the burden of being healthy, I want to first share with everybody that I grew up with a mom who, beyond sick, she suffered. And I think this is where, of course, my very extreme level of everybody wanting the desire to be comfortable, for everybody else to be comfortable, because that was our main goal with my mother. It was always known and taught to us in a weird way that she would never get better, but we kind of hope for it, but I think at some point you lose that hope somewhere along the line because you're told that, or the doctors have said something, or my mom herself at times would believe that. But the biggest and most important thing was we can always be a little bit more comfortable. And I know that's where Michelle and I, we like the word shift, because I was thinking about this morning and how really a shift can mean relief. If we, if we're sitting in a certain spot and we can just shift a little, if something was, and our leg was falling asleep or something, but if we just have a little bit of a shift, we can get some relief. And I know that's where in any challenge that we have, in any problem that we have, if we can just, that's all we need to start with. We don't need to solve the problem immediately. Now, bringing this back to the burden of being healthy, which is so odd, because my mom was so sick all my life and suffered so much, like it was just like a daily, every moment of my life thing, I was rather healthy. I felt great. When I did have my health challenges, I felt that they were truly a burden, because first of all, they were now going to prevent me from helping my mom. And I don't want to let my mom down. you know, I felt that she counted on me, or maybe she didn't. Maybe she just needed me to be happy and to be alive and to be there. But, you know, as my own role that I decided to take was that I was healthy and I was better than she was in that state where I could be physical and do things for her what she needed or get things for her. And this meant if I got sick or if I was injured in any way and now I had to call upon her, then I wasn't living up to what my ego had decided was my reputation. And to let somebody down in my mind was really heavy. And I know a lot of people share this. A lot of people, here's an example. I had a cold a couple weeks ago, and that cold actually was going around. So many people had it and got it. And we're going to talk about viruses and bacteria a little bit later because that is my forte. But then one of my friends got a cold, and then my other friend got a cold. But they didn't want to, it's not that they didn't want to admit they had a cold. It's that they didn't want to, if you say you're sick, then you're going to feel more sick. But if you say you're sick, sometimes it's almost embarrassing because you're like, no, I don't get sick. I'm healthy. I'm great. I feel terrific. But there's problems with so many problems that actually come along with not being able to either admit or identify or come forward and share with people that you do have something. And here are the few things with that. Oh, I do want to share. So interesting to me. I moved in the house that I'm living in a year and a half ago. And I really, once I moved, I was so excited because I had moved from an old building, like an apartment building, to, you know, a bit more of the country, into a house. It was an older house. And I suffered, all of a sudden, I had these quote-unquote allergies. Like really, I sounded stuffed up, and I thought I had scratchy throat, and I thought, what's going on? I'm in a healthier place. I'm outside more, walking the cats, and I was embarrassed. And that was one of my burdens of being healthy, is that when I sounded unhealthy, I thought, well, what kind of a speaker am I going to be? What kind of a coach am I going to be stepping out into the world when I sound sick or I look sick or my nose is running, my eyes are watering? Funny enough, so I rent here. So my landlords were so lovely and kind enough. They're keeping up with everything. And they said, you know what, we're going to get you a new furnace. And so the fellas came in to measure. And oh my goodness, I had a sudden emergency right then and there, which was going to be a 10-minute appointment to measure for a furnace, not even the water, but the furnace. And they said, we've got to shut your water down right now. This is it. I kind of was like, oh, what's going on? And they said, you've got some stuff going on here, some cracks and leaks that are not up to safety code. So they were very good about this. I was very impressed with their integrity. So I ran after them when they shut the water off and got a new tank within hours. So it was all spectacular. Everybody was wonderful. But I did run after them down the street, and I went, wait. I said, I've been getting headaches for a while, and I've been having some issues. Could this have been the cause? And I know nobody can say for certain this or that. But it actually took me a little bit to even, first of all, I needed answers. So I couldn't allow I wanted to be healthy, and I don't want to tell people that, oh, I've been getting headaches and I've been suffering, because this was really embarrassing to me. I'm not a sick person. You know how many people out there say that? I am not a sick person. So when you're sick, you either try to fight it and then you don't even give yourself what you need, or just embarrassed about it. So I had to run after these people and ask them, could this have been the cause, perhaps, of some, you know, me not feeling well in different areas? They said it could be. Of course, I can't say that. And they said yes. They said yes. I'm going to say it. They said yes. It absolutely could be. And then I had that little voice in the back going, no, it's just me. For some reason, I thought something wrong or something. So anyways, the story continues. I really did get the furnace in a day later after the water tank issue. That was great. They showed me the old furnace, and there was this massive crack right in where all the gas gets exchanged. And they were trying to tell me how it went, like the flame goes in a certain area and then these gas. And there was this massive crack. And then they were so sweet about it because they were able to come and tell me, this is the cause of your headaches. So the burden of being healthy sometimes, if we attach an identity to it, like I'm a healthy person, which is terrific. And I love everybody out there who can even say that, because that's our goal. We want to be healthy. That's to live a healthy life is what we want. But when we attach it and we can't drop that ego enough to ask for help, to be more comfortable, to find out the cause, to find out what's going on, we can really hold ourselves back. And that's actually a massive burden when it comes to becoming even healthier, or our truest healthy selves that we truly, truly are. So I want to go down this little bit of a list. So right there, I have myself even, that expectation. I myself hold an expectation, and I hold that bar rather high. Like I go through the list. Did I exercise? Did I move my body today? Did I move stagnation around and get it going? Are my lymph, is my lymphatic system, is my lymph nodes, are my lymph nodes clear? Did I dry brush? Did I drink enough water, clean, fresh, healthy water? Like I go through all these little lists, and that expectation I hold of myself. And as I hold that vibration and expectation of a healthy self, I believe that others feel that from me. So now they have an expectation in me as well. And that's where that reputation is coming from. So I'm bringing this back all the time to the burden of being healthy is, in a weird way, a real high bar, and you don't want to let anybody else down. And that's one of the biggest things. Now, I'm going to go on the flip side of that. If you are not a well person and you're suffering every day and you're feeling something regularly, and you might be somebody who says, you know what, my reputation to others is that I'm not dependable. You can't count on me because I may not be feeling well that day, or you might be not invited to certain things because people know that you can't be around. I don't even know. That could be allergies like perfumes or this or that. Or there becomes – so I'm really tying this in with two things, expectation, reputation, and ego. And now I get to do something, not right now, but I'm going to let everybody know that I will be doing this. I get to do something kind of fun because Michelle's not here, but I would love to do some tapping with everybody a little bit later. We're going to cover these areas that I've kind of gone through about all of the different reasons that the burden of being healthy is and isn't. But then we are going to tap on them. Michelle loves so many modalities and she does so many things. Tapping is not one of her favorites. So I kind of snuck that in today for today's show. And we're going to just tap for her in spirit as well. So as we go through the list, we talked about expectation. Oh, I hear music coming on. I'm going to just shush and just go into that when we come back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, Well, I'm going to have to say that could have been my favorite commercial break ever, as I hope all of you caught that. That was our very first commercial ever promoting our album 8, which, oh, so much energy, so many good vibes, that one. And on top of it, of course, because it is all tuned to the frequency of 432 hertz. That was such a neat, cool thing to learn. Everybody, if you want to experience that, please, just even if you're not sure, go to the site 432shift.com. Go click on videos, because that way you can actually watch and feel and see, get even more senses involved as you listen to each track. I kind of call them shifting songs or shift song. I haven't decided yet, but that's what they are. And you guys will, there's going to be something there for everyone. And speaking of watching something and looking at it and experiencing it, I do want to say for everybody, including this platform right here with Om Times Radio, as well as the magazine, because it's gorgeous. When I was a part of the symposium, just even online, over 5,000 people were online live. I can't even imagine the replay, because I think, in fact, I was doing some of the replay. That is something that so many people, they get what health is. They know it's important. A lot of the times when we see ads and things for hospitals or raising money for certain cures and things like that, health is such an interesting word to all of us. I really want everybody to go in and to feel what health is for them. What does health mean to you? Because if we are constantly or really, if we're scared that we're not healthy, or if we're scared that if we don't do something, like, here's a really interesting point. If I woke up in the morning, if I was taking my, say, fish oil, and I was thinking, oh, I better take my fish oil so that I, you know, reduce all this inflammation, as opposed to, I know when I take it, my vibration and my whole mindset really is shifted towards, I'm taking this fish oil and I feel terrific. I'm healthy. I'm taking this for health. I'm not taking these things out of fear. I'm not exercising because I'm specifically, oh my goodness, exercising. If everybody can catch the video on 432shift.com, go to videos and get weightless, not weight loss, weightless. That is a whole new shift in perspective on, let's call it body image, because all of these things and what we're saying about the burden of being healthy, if you are healthy, enjoy being healthy. And if there's something that goes awry or it's a little bit off, really honor that and find out what's going on with that. You know, right now, Michelle's kitty cat, and this is a great example. My cat was sick a couple weeks ago there too, and they can't speak. All they can do is show us symptoms. And they are so, they're brave little soldiers, all these animals, and they don't express it the same way that we would or could, but we all do it differently, right? So we all are expressing it in different ways. But we can really miss the mark. We can really miss something that is, if I hadn't ran and asked even about the headache, and thank goodness they were changing over the tank and the furnace, but there was some really poisonous air that was in my house. And I really felt these things that I didn't want to tell anybody. And I, you know, I was trying to deal with it in all these ways. And I was constant, and thank goodness that I do take certain, you know, supplements and things that are constantly detoxifying myself and that. But, and I do get out of the house, and I'm mobile, and I'm functioning, and if I can't be mobile outside and get fresh air, then I'm definitely doing my, you know, rolling on the floor. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but all these things with our health, please, everybody, take a look at what health means to you. What is your relationship with health? Is it one of, are you protecting it? Are you out to say that, and when I say protecting, that's an interesting term I just chose. I didn't even mean to. Sometimes, I'll be with somebody and they had a cold, or they got a cold, or I got a cold, perhaps from them. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Things just go around. But somebody will say, oh, I didn't give it to you. It wasn't me. You know, and they're protecting. It's like they're protecting their own name. Like, that was not me. Who did that? Well, you know, what's really neat and interesting about our bodies and our health and our immune systems is that there are viruses and bugs and diseases and stuff all the time everywhere. And it's up to us to keep our spirits and our bodies, and hold them in a vibration that supports health. So should you come in contact, and even if you do, it's okay. But if we maybe stayed up a little late one night, or we didn't have the best diet, or we had a little extra sugar, because really, truly, sugar is so bad for your immune system. Please, everybody, just know that. That is the one thing that if you ever want to do anything in your whole health regime, please avoid refined and processed foods and sugars. Going to say that. So in that way of protecting yourself or becoming defensive, the other thing is that we kind of have an ownership over our health, over our state of health. And we become to say, I am this, I have this, I'm allergic, I am, and we have a title. I'll tell you, my mother, it wasn't that she was just sick all my life. She was sick all of her life. And there's a burden to being sick as well, of course, obviously, that those are obvious things. But there's an additional burden to being sick if you identify with it, if you marry yourself into that illness. And you almost start looking for people to support it. And I know that I remember what my mom did have, this, which was a strange disease back then, we'll call it, or a condition, or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't really, to me, names don't even matter. It's the vibration which you hold and you believe about it. But along her path, after with the scoliosis and going deaf in one ear and then having the Harrington rod procedure back, I believe it was the 60s, I think it was the 60s, and then in a full body cast for 9 months, which, by the way, if you're wearing a cast on any part of your body, that does, which is, it's supporting, it's good, we want that. But there is stagnation in that area. There's lack of movement, there's lack of flow. And so you really want, even if you can visualize and send action to it, send support, send movement, send the vibration to it, because vibration goes through everything, as we know. You can send vibration to those tissues and your cell and your lymphatic system, which is, you know, carrying all the garbage out of your body to help you repair. You can send that just visually and mentally. So with my mother going along that path, she eventually, in her early 30s, I don't want to call it a disease, but I don't even know a better word right now to share with all of you, but it's fibromyalgia. And a lot of people are now really recognizing that, knowing that, but they didn't have that word. They didn't have that word. It was very a mysterious thing. So for, I think it was on her, it was between her 13th and 14th year, and they were able to diagnose it, quote unquote. And I get that there's a relief to it. There's a validation, like, I actually have something. It's not in my head. It kind of is in your head, but not in your head. It's everywhere. But the unfortunate thing and the burden with that is, though it gave her a stable, like a platform, like a little thing to stand on to say, I can label this, the problem with that is now you look for the people that do support it and that have it, and then you do accept all these prescriptions for this and this and that. So what we want to avoid is becoming a victim and having more self-fulfilling prophecies about the illness that we have, or the virus, or whatever that is, or that we, oh, here's an easy one. How many people have heard her say, I always get a cold in the fall, or weather changes, or if I don't know, something that we say, I always get this and I always do that, or even monthly, if women, even ourselves say, well, oh, I always get really bad cramps just before, you know, I'm about to get my period, or I'm always get constipated when I eat this food. I mean, which are all very important symptoms to recognize, but we can also become very, we own it. And as opposed to owning it, we can simply just live with it. So there's kind of like this symbiotic relationship that we can say, you know what, those symptoms happen then. I want to honor that. You don't need to tell the world, you know, I'm not asking you to shout it out, but I don't want you to be fearful, because with the whole story started here. See, I need Michelle to keep me on track. Is with animals and how they can only display the symptoms when they really need that help. Probably they need a bit sooner, but just as with Scott, he was, you know, a little bit uncomfortable, but you can't really tell sometimes. And so really to listen to and tune in to do a little body scan of your own every day. You know, whatever you want, however many times you want to do it, but just kind of go through. I used to get gallbladder attacks. And I remember my mom used to want to be around me and help me. And I think, well, I just need to be left alone because I can't hear what my body's trying to tell me it needs. You know, so these things about really honoring where it is that you need without falling the other side of things, like the that you expect it to happen. I remember I was so afraid of eating salmon because of that's where my gallbladder, I used to get really bad gallbladder attacks with that. And I thought I had this fear of the salmon, this fear of the other. And I didn't let people know. I said, no, I'm allergic to salmon. And that was what I would say, is I'm allergic to salmon. But I didn't know what was going on. I didn't want to tell anybody what was going on so that we could identify that I wasn't able to take in all that fat at once like that, or I could. It just depended on what I did around it. And so we're going to tap in the last half of the show here on different things, because this really goes to, like I said, all of that perception and identity, which is ego, right? That's ego. We've got our ego going on. Like, what does this mean for me? Who am I with this? And they're from the smallest of things to the largest of things. I mean, as I just said, I just listened to 3 days about the truth of cancer. Holy moly. There are some stuff you learn, and they snuck in everything from vaccines to just your beliefs, your mindset, to lights, to, oh, I'm going to be turning off my Wi-Fi at night now when I sleep. So that was kind of a new tip that I learned that didn't even think about before. I think I have this fear if I turn off my Wi-Fi that it might not come back on. Oh, that would be a nightmare. But so all these little things that sometimes they're such tweaks. So the burden of being healthy, what I want to stress here is the burden of being healthy, really I could put that with anything. It's the burden of being in love. It's anything positive, the burden of being satisfied. I mean, there are these things that if we take it too far or we attach it too strongly or too highly, that the other side of things fall. Do I have enough time here? I just want to check on my time. Ooh, this story's going to be quick if I say it right now. Nope. I'm not going to start the entire story. I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce the stages of it. I have a sister. I love my sister. She was over for tea. What was going to be an hour and a half, 2 hours, was 3 hours. Ah, and there's the music. I knew it. So let's come back with a good sister story and all about perception. We'll see you then.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I love the way they come up with these marketing lines. They're so funny. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. See, these are the things that we need. We need these little catchy things that help us to highlight areas, to see things, let us go through things and just go, oh, I got to stop and notice that. And by the way, that actually is in Willie Carter's book, Find Signals and Clues, to stop and notice. It's like when I tell the cats we're crossing the road, stop, look, and listen. It's very important. And I don't think they're feeling everything. They don't need to. I think they have this
their little antennas of sort going off. I did start with, I left you everybody with my, telling you about my sister. I do have one tiny thing to say in here because one of the commercials just before that was about Deborah, and she is somethingmedium.ca. I heard part of it and I want to go check it out now, but it is Deborah and she is a psychic and she does the mediumship. What the line in there is something about, you know, see, this is, I wish Michelle was here, she gets it. The whole point of the story was, it's something about nothing dies, it just changes a different world. And why I'm saying this is because this is so random, but it's important because I do believe that a lot of our, whether it's our health or our illnesses, because this is where it is, it comes from balance. And it's if you're at peace with things. I often say, you don't have to love it, you don't have to like it, but it's important to be at peace with it. And I know I'm jumping to a bazillion ends of stories. My mom did actually pass. She passed in 2013. And I was, it wasn't like I was okay, like, oh, yay, she's dead. It was, I was very, yay, she's out of pain and she's the most comfortable, I would assume. But the things about changing worlds, changing energy, I have a girlfriend who was sharing with me this morning how her and her boyfriend had broken up months ago now, and she's just not feeling well. Like, her health is really suffering because she's so sad and she's, there's this thing about it. And that commercial just now about something about nothing dies, it just changes. And I, you know, we all know that energy can never be destroyed or created. It only transforms to a different form. And I am going to share that with my girlfriend because I think that's what we can all look at too in relationships, whether the relationship was with another or with ourselves. I'm thinking about this now. There's a time, yes, you could, I quote unquote, mourn, or just as you're shifting identities, because I know a lot of us that say, who would I be without this disease? Who would I be without this condition? Who would I be? Michelle has actually shared multiple times that she used to fear letting go of, quote unquote, her hyperness. Who would I be? You know, but I think what's important to know is, who could I be? Who am I? Who am I already? And it's so, identity is so interesting. And this is where this was coming back to my sister. I'm going to share this again. So my sister's about 3.5 years. She'll probably say 4, but I say 3.5 years older than I am. And we're really good friends. I really enjoy her. She's a good person. And so she was coming over for tea yesterday. Got a really cool snazzy birthday present from her, an automatic tea maker. Can you imagine? At first, I remember laughing at this idea and this concept, but I really do need it because when I walk the cats, I would love to come home to a hot cup of tea. So she brought it over. Thank you, my sister, Beverly. Yay, I love you. And as we were chatting, because I had been listening to the symposium, the 3 days of the truth of cancer, I asked her a couple questions because my sister is one person who, she has very different health challenges than I do. She definitely has them. And I shared with you guys earlier that my mom was a person who was sick all of her life, but when she had that Harrington rod procedure, which is where they put a rod in your spine to correct the curvature of the spine, scoliosis, but what they did was when they removed it, kind of freaks me out thinking about it, they fused, which means they totally secured, there's no flexibility in certain parts of her spine, and she always needed to sit in a certain way. I mean, obviously, because it was comfortable, it was the only way she could. She couldn't bend. There's no flexibility. So there was a side of the couch that was hers. It was always hers. This is her side. And in my mind, it's funny because that's like her side of the couch. I can never sit on that side of the couch, even on my own, usually, not let alone somebody else's in my house or if I'm at somebody else's house. I just would never sit there. And as my sister and I, because we were sitting on the floor, I sit on the floor a lot. Sister and I were sitting on the floor having this cup of tea. And she said, well, Mom always sat on that side of the couch. That's why I sit there. And I said to her, oh, my goodness, Mom always sat on that side of the couch. That's why I never sit there. And I really thought about our differences and how unique and perfect they really are in our world, in our health, in our body. And we had the same mom. We grew up in the same house. Different perceptions. And it struck me so much to ask her, why do you sit there then? If that's because you remember Mom always be there. She goes, because I want to be close to her. And I said, I on purpose don't want to sit there because, oh my goodness, I'm a bouncing around kind of girl. And Mom would always be like, Lisa, if you want to talk to me, you need to stand still, sit still, look straight in front of me. And so it's such a different, fun relationship and perception of what health is. So I can see now my sister, who has very serious health challenges, and it seems like she's never comfortable, but she's identified with that. So every day, she's almost okay with it. Like, yeah, I don't feel great, but that's okay. And I, if I'm not feeling great, I kind of overlap it and say, I feel great, kind of don't feel great underneath. And I really want to look at those differences and those similarities at the same time. They're from the same place. They're from the same place. We both want to experience health in our best place, our vibration of health. And speaking of all these things, and we're going to tap a little bit later, and I don't know who knows what tapping is, who doesn't, but I'm assuming that all these listeners are very conscious and know and all these stuff, but tapping is something, it's important. Yes, you absolutely don't have to tap on the actual meridian on the spot, but I'll tell you, it helps in so many ways, because each point that we do tap on means something. It has a corresponding meridian, and when you tap on it, it really enforces the, I wish my mom was alive, because I didn't come into tapping until I think I knew about it, but I wasn't. I was just very new with tapping, and I don't think I got to introduce that to my mom yet. But visualization was a big part of our lives. But the burden of being healthy, you see, I didn't expand my horizons a long time ago. I really kept it to nutrition. I really, as a nutritionist, felt, nope, everything can be solved with nutrition. Mom, you're sick because of nutrition. You're sick because of your water. You're sick because of lack of movement, and you're not getting those lymphatic systems stretched and moving. But now I see that there's so many different, like the mindset. I'm just so blessed to be able to do this with Michelle and do the mindset makeover, because I think what we believe and what we go with and what we do is huge. So the tapping we are going to do, because I think ego, reputation, and judgment is huge. I want to share that one of the things I was really, really impressed with from one of the speakers, I know I'm talking about the show a lot, but it's really because I'm just so excited about it and I want to share it. But one of the speakers, she didn't talk about really anything about, it wasn't the soil, it wasn't about GMOs, it wasn't about vaccines, it wasn't about childhood or, you know, baby cancer, it wasn't about Alzheimer's or dementia. Like, it wasn't about anything. Do you know what it was about? It was about encouragement, and it blew me away. The encouragement that she was speaking about came from, I'm going to say, the bravery. Like, it really is. It's brave of people to come forward and share their stories, which I love when Michelle says that. She goes that, you know, stories matter. And we both believe that in a great deal, not to be the story, not to get stuck in the story, but to share the story. And this is important because you don't know who's listening and you don't know who's feeling it and you don't know where anybody else is. But she was sharing about the encouraging people to not just share their stories, but as you do this, you end up helping others. And when you do help others, please know this if you haven't already felt it. There is a vibration that when you help heal others or share with others or inspire people, you in fact are healing yourselves. We are one. We all are connected. But more than that, there's a like a science to this. There's endorphins inside your very own body that are raised, a chemical reaction that does this. And that's why all these little neat, there's some neat little modalities and powerful, neat and powerful, I don't want to minimize this, like tapping, like visualization, like listening to music, like saying the word I am and proclaiming something, that these not only help yourself, but they help others, and they do change that vibration. It is a full circle. And the full circle even leads, I didn't mean to do that, but it actually brings us to, you're a leader. And when you're a leader, you don't have to have, you're just brave because you are. You don't have to get scared like, oh, I'm going to share with people that I have this virus or bug or cold or whatever it is. I don't problem, challenge, doesn't matter. You don't have to worry that people are going to treat you. Michelle will say that, you know, she was worried that people used to treat her like a little baby bird, like a broken bird who needed help, like a songbird so that she could sing. But she didn't need to fear that because she has enough confidence in her and she has enough self-love in her, just like I want all of you to have. And that's what we are going to tap on after the commercial, to really, really open that up, open the channels of flow of your own confidence, whether you are healthy or sick. You are not actually any of those. You are just you, and you will go through so many experiences, and you will go through times of extreme health, and you'll go through times of extreme pain or comfortability or illnesses, and you kind of get to decide where your mindset is to move forward with it. It doesn't matter the outcome in the end. I mean, in the end, if you like my mom, if you die, you die and you change form. You don't really die. I love that commercial. You change worlds. And it's what you are holding on to in the very moment of the now. And you know, Michelle and I love talking about being in the moment of the now, being in that present moment. And if you are feeling pain and if you are challenged, if you're unbalanced, it is important to acknowledge it and to honor it so that you can either you yourself get the answers from wherever. Open the third eye, see what comes in, or talk to others who maybe you do want to speak to, Deborah. Who knows? I don't know. It could be that person. I know that I love going to things. I love going to angel cards. I love going to cats. I love going into my own personal like a toy box of what have I got going on in here. But all these things is find out first. I want to make this in before the commercial. When we look at our health, the burden of being healthy, what are you tying to being healthy? What will you lose if you're not? This is huge. This was huge for me as a health speaker. Huge. I used to never want to represent a product, a supplement, a health aid, anything. Because what if I told everybody that I hadn't been sick for a whole year, which maybe I really haven't, because I wouldn't lie. So, of course, I would. If I was saying I haven't been sick for a whole year and I've been taking this product, what if I got sick? Would I now lose my reputation? Would my livelihood, would my business now be affected? So please find out in your world. Maybe your book sales aren't going to be as high as you thought they would if something happened. Maybe they would. Maybe they would skyrocket. So please find out. Look inside your whole world. What is tied to you being healthy? And I'm going to raise my hand, which is so funny. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if it's tied to being sick. Are you, have you tied money, finances, your relationship? Are you in a relationship that if you were sick that it would, you don't think the relationship would last? Are you in a relationship that you think if you were, it doesn't matter, sick or healthy, would it not last? These are very, very important things to really find out what the spokes are tied to. If you put health in the very center, first of all, center is health. What does it mean to you? Who are you when you're your healthiest? Who are you when you're sick? Draw those little spokes out. What do you tie each one? Actually, I think now we should have two wheels, and I think we'll move a lot faster. So, two wheels, everybody. One is health, and there's the music, and then the one's the sick, and we're going to finish the spoke and tap when we come back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
About that, everyone. We are back. Oh, okay. I was listening to the Full Circle commercial and thinking about that Full Circle. It just reminded me. I have no idea why, but this is a great thing. Oh my goodness, Full Circle. We were just talking about doing this. Oh, that's crazy. Sorry, I'm so cluing into that right now. Nope, not doing the other story. Back to the circle story for a second. The circle, I want everybody to put one on the left, one on the right, top, bottom, doesn't matter. One with health and one with illness. or challenges. Maybe don't even put the word illness if you don't want to. Put the word challenge, not feeling well, whatever the word is right for you. And I want you to draw the spokes outward and to say, what is that connected to? So just even if you don't even know, I do want you to write the word love. Put just love down, relationship, love, heart, draw a symbol, doesn't matter, whatever you want to do. And then the other one, put a dollar sign. What does this mean for you in money? And I want you to relate it to say, if I wasn't this, would I be this? Some people, which is terrific, there are some fantastic essential oil companies out there. And a lot of the things, that's from past their own stories, their past experiences, how they have overcome things by using those oils. Now, a lot of people might say, what happens if I never had a challenge again? Or if I didn't have those challenges, they wouldn't have come to it. So it's important to respect and honor what you've got. I would not know what I know if it weren't for my mom. I thank her every day for what I've lived. She was the craziest, sickest person I think I've ever met, but which is amazing because I've learned so much. And so in those folks, really find out what it is. And we're going to use that in just a minute because we're going to tap. But I wanted to share the circle story that I was going to say is there was something really interesting to me when I think of the burdens of both health and illness. It was something I never understood with my mom. And I used to always never doubted that she was experiencing something, but I didn't understand something. And when I don't understand something, it really drives me insane. So I have to research and find out. And you know what's so funny is that now it has been years, 3 years now, and I finally understood something. My mother did not. The healthiest of food or the cleanest of food, we'll say, was not at their disposal for whatever reasons. And I never understood why whole healthy food, sometimes she would have the most incredible, out of this world, outrageous reactions. And she would just chalk it up and say, well, I'm allergic to blueberries now. I'm allergic to this. I'm allergic to that. And yet, at times, she could eat, you know, processed deli meat or not a lot of it, but you know what I mean? Like there's times she could eat and I think, how can you be okay with that? Or she would eat, not that they would eat takeout food at all very much, but the odd time of the treat, you know, have the Chinese food, but she was allergic to the MSGs and she had to take this pill for that. And I thought, how can you? And then I used to think it's because she wants it. Like she wants it. So she's identifying and she's, justifying. Let's call it that. Let's justify. Some people can actually, if this burden, like I'm going to admit this right on radio right now. I shouldn't, not that I shouldn't admit it, but I shouldn't do this in my kind of a judgment, but I really like potato chips. I don't eat them a lot, and I know that I never feel good when I do, but there's this thing where I don't want to have to hide or justify the fact that I might have a handful of chips here and there, but the thing is that I used to, and Michelle actually was one who pointed out to me. She goes, you know, not only don't hide that, just be who you are and say that, it's that I have such an identity and a reputation I'm tying it to. And of course, I don't want to be running around having people think that I say one thing and do another. Of course not. But there's this thing that I do. It's really important to me that I really did that spoke idea. Like, what does it mean to me to be this and what does it mean to me to be that? Now, I do want to do a quick round of tapping because I think right there that's important. That's actually the most important one. So when we tap, because I don't have anything to help you along, let's just hope that you know it. And if you don't, I'm going to say what we're tapping and what we're doing. But there is a karate chop point. I think everybody would recognize that. When we tap, what we're doing is we're tapping on certain points of our body, very easy points, and we're making statements. We're going to do one round of something that would, you know, the burden of being healthy, that negative aspect, that hurtful point, the thing that we're stuck in, but we want to get out of. And then we're going to do another round. There's usually three, but I'm going to keep it for two. We're going to do another round of the possibilities. And I love that. That's really what it is. It's what's possible. And I'm going to throw in some positivity things in there as well. So when we start, we start off always with the karate chop. I always start with the karate chop. And then we're just going to tap on some areas of our face and our head and a few body points. So when we start and we open this up, and why tapping is so cool, is first of all, it acknowledges where we are right now, our challenges, our struggles. And then as we tap and we say what's possible, we actually start asking ourselves that question, is it possible that something could be better? So let's start right now. I was actually going to tap, maybe I won't tap because I don't want to lose my headphone here. We always start on this thing, never without, we're not judging ourselves. So I'm going to do it. I am going to do it about, I'm going to choose the potato chips. Oh my gosh, why not? Who cares? Here we go. Even though I myself don't think I'm making the perfect choice for my health at all times. So that's my challenge, right? So everybody pick your own challenge. Whatever challenge you have, even though I do this, even though I feel this way, even though I have this, it just happened there on the cry shop, even though I have this, I truly and deeply love and accept myself. We're tapping. I do. And you know what? If you can't say I love myself, maybe just say it in your mind. And if you can't say I love myself in your mind, just say I accept myself. That's really important. Everybody, even though this challenge, I love and accept myself. So when we're tapping, I want everybody, we're going to tap right in between the eyebrows. You just take your finger and you're tapping. And you're going to go through the pain or that feeling of what it is. So for me, it's even though sometimes I don't always make the healthiest choices, I truly and deeply love and accept myself. And then I'm going to continue. And I'm going to say, oh, sometimes the craving comes on so strongly. This is what I'm experiencing. I'm not going to deny it. Side of the eye for me and for you, everybody tapping at the side of the eye and continue with that feeling. It's so overpowering. I honestly feel that I can't control it. And I'm thinking about them. And I'm trying not to think about them. And then under the eye, it's another spot, great spot. Kind of feels good if your sinuses are sensitive. It's like the chips are calling me. It's like that habit or that bad thing that I know is not the best thing for me is calling me, forcing me, taking my power away. You go under the nose. So between the lip and under the nose, we're tapping. I already feel guilty before I've eaten them, before I've purchased them, before I've even done anything. I feel guilty. And then under your lip and between your chin and a little divot, you're going to be tapping there. And for me, it would be, I can stop myself for the moment, and then I just feel like I'm being restricted. I feel like I'm this crazed, addicted person and has to go and get the thing that's going to harm me, knowing that it's going to harm me. That's really a disempowering feeling. And anybody who's feeling disempowered about something that they're going through, that's what we're gonna work on. So right now, I'm going to continue and say, I feel so disempowered when this happens. And then over where a tie would be on a man, I feel so disempowered. I feel like I need to hide. I feel so disempowered. Where the honesty comes out. And then we go to the side of the body, just in the armpit kind of area, and you're tapping that out. You're going, I wish I didn't lose this control. I wish I didn't feel so not in my power and not grounded. I feel actually kind of dumb and stupid. Like, why would I crave something that's so bad for me? That's my honest language. And then finally we tap on the top of the head. Just to finish this off, just the negative feeling, let's just get it out. I really, really hate when I feel so disempowered by something that's so not even a high vibration. That's for me. So we're going to switch around because I'm going to have to wrap this up in 1 minute. And I want to leave it off on a positive note. Karate chop. Even though I have these from time to time addictions or behaviors or desires or disempowering feelings, and I'm throwing all of that in there for everybody, I truly love and deeply, completely accept and love myself. Please, everybody feel that for whatever you're going through. Every burden that you feel of being healthy or sick, feel that. I truly and lovely and deeply accept myself right in between the eyebrows. I do have power. I have choice. Side of the eye. I'm grounded. I'm grounded and I'm supported. I am supported. Under the eye, because I want everybody to connect, and just if they don't feel that quite yet, just say, you know what? What if? What if I was grounded and supported? What if I was empowered? What if I felt I had choice? Under the nose. What if I started seeing choice around me right now? What if somebody were to say to me, you can do this right now? Under the lip and between the chin. What if I believed right now that I could do this? I had choice. And that being healthy was just a byproduct of healthy living. Not that it is me or it isn't me. It's just what happens when I'm in my power. Tap where the neck, where the tie would be. I'm going to this quickly. We leave three more spots. Tap right there. I just feel that. When I make choices, when I see choices that are good for me, I'm drawn to them. Really feel that. And inside of the body, I'm going to start connecting right now to good, healthy choices for myself. I'm not going to identify with them. I'm just going to simply recognize them, that that's good for me. And then finishing off the top of the head, I want to wrap this up. There's no burden to being healthy. There's no burden to being sick. There's empowering when I identify with my true self, my highest self, and when I recognize and acknowledge that I love myself. I want everybody to feel that right now. So whether you're feeling the burden of being healthy and you got to hold it up and stand up tall in front of everybody, please acknowledge and honor when you're not feeling your best so that somebody else can be the leader and let you know it's some of their secrets, their tips. And if you are not feeling that well and you're scared to feel well because who knows, you might be able to do so many more things that you can't do now but you're afraid of, that's all going to come in time and it's all baby steps. Start off with doing your wheel. Fill out your spokes. Fill out your circles. Find out what it means to you. And if you need any help at all, please come to 432shift.com. Watch any of the videos that resonate. And we can go through whether you need to do tapping, whether you need to do your wheel, whatever it is. Thank you so much for sharing the show with us. Michelle will be next week. We're going to have some great news. I can just feel it about Scott and everybody. Please, 432shift.com. We are there for you.